Yeah.
What do you do?
I work at a church.
You work at a church? Wow. Pretty sure that's called a nun. Her distance between her boyfriend is, he is Jesus. We have some distance between us. He's been gone for many years. But he's close to my heart. I love him. Hello, blah, 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 low, low, Jesus, he's my boyfriend. Beep, 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 beep. Anything like that? Are you a nun?
No.
What other jobs at the church are there? Janitor, clean the pews.
I work with high school.
You work with high school at the church?
Yep.
High school ministries?
They want to reach out to you.
You want to reach out to me? Is that what you just said? No, this is a good church. Go to comedy club, sit in the front, change those people. We're gonna have a lot of ideas, but we can change them. Bring Jesus to him if he won't come to Jesus. How do you get high schoolers to work with Jesus? You're like, do they have to wear those rings? Like, what's that? Your period ring? Oh, purity. Period ring's a completely different thing. Jesus gave me this ring because I got my period. Purity ring, that's what it is, right? Purity means no touching, no touching, no touching. There's a lot of...
distance.
Is that why you have the distance between you? Jesus doesn't mind FaceTiming. Little, little, little. The show is taking a turn. I don't know where it is. But everybody's seen it. The Christians did it. The Christians did it, right? But do you work at the church as well?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Where's this church? I remember the nuns when I grew up. They looked nothing like this. They didn't bring their boobs out for Saturday night. We're going to the show. Get your titties out, girls. We're going to get some free drinks for Jesus. Good for you. Rock them if you can, right? Are you wearing a purity ring? You are? She's a virgin. You are a virgin? You are? One person clapped. One person was like... You save it as long as you can. It's weird that you all four sat together, because...
We're with our parents.
You're with your parents. This is awkward as hell. Shouldn't we start the conversation like that, you bitches? I don't say that your boyfriend's on vacation at a glory hole with somebody and your parents are sitting beside you. Start with, we're with our parents, we're having a great time. We're from the church of, my parents think I've never had sex. Good luck, Father. Now, when she says parents, do you work at the church? No. What do you do, Dad? What do you do?
I own a real estate company.
You own a real estate company? Oh, my God. What's it called? You better move along if you're trying to be with my daughter. Get some distance between you, you sons of bitches.com. Got your own bus stop? Real estate guys love to put their face on a bus stop, which confuses me. If you're on a bus, you're not thinking about buying a fucking house.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Anderson, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
I know he's been around a while, but Ian Begg's creeping up is one of my favorites that is currently going.
There's a few out there. Every once in a while, there's someone that'll pop up, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, I like that. Like, the other ones, you're like, yeah, no, I remember now why I don't, but...
Yeah, it's kind of a dry delivery, but it's fucking hilarious. Super funny.
There's some good ones out there. I think that's the toughest thing that I have sometimes. It's just, you see some of these comics that, you know, I don't know. There's some that they were okay, like when you first saw them, and now they're like,
Yeah.
And then other ones that were okay that have gotten a lot better. And it's just, it's really weird to see, you know, kind of years later, especially in the local scene, like ones years later that I thought were amazing way back when, and I'm like, yeah, I don't really like you. And other ones that I'm like, yeah, they suck. And now I'm like, I kind of like these guys.
Yeah. Well, you got the ones who stay stagnant.
Yeah.
And then you got the ones that continued working hard and got better at it. I think that's same with any job.
I think so. And it's also just seeing some of them too, how some of them evolve.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
into
I'm not
a different
sure
style than they were.
I mean, I knew the name Ian Bagg, but I'm not sure I ever really gave him a watch or listen.
Yeah.
And recently he's been popping up and I've been checking out his clips and holy shit. I think he's funny.
I don't know.
I really like him, so.
I mean, I like that one, so.
And then I see fucking Matt Rife has just taken over the fucking world.
Yes.
And do you see his new commercial for, he's got World Tour coming.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Hold on here. It probably won't play well on, it probably won't play well on a podcast, but fuck it.
Whatever. We do our own thing.
Let me see if it's on here or... It's
is
a commercial.
Right,
it's a commercial with... here it is. With... what the fuck? Dude from That 70s Show. Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, your mom needs a house. Come on. Plan B is $50.
Thanks for rubbing me out, man.
Oh.
I'm here. I am your genie. I've been summoned, and now it's time to grant you a wish.
You sure you're a genie? Because you look more like Ashton Kutcher.
When you become a genie, you get to grant one wish, and mine was...
To look like Ashton Kutcher? Why would you want to do that?
It was the early 2000s, and it seemed like... What? Look, this isn't about me. This is about you, so... What's your wish?
Then obviously, I'm going to wish for more
that's
wishes.
Not, it doesn't work like that. You get, it's one wish.
I wish to go back in time, and I want to star in the hit comedy Dude, Where's My Car?
Alongside Ashton Kutcher.
No. I'd be playing Ashton's role, but, you know, make it funny.
We can't go back in time.
Because it could change the outcome of the future.
That's...
The Mandela Effect. You're so right. Oh, such a good movie.
What's your wish?
I wish to go on a date with Mila Kunis. She's so cute. Oh!
No. Oh! It's not going to happen. All right, she's very happily married, and I'm pretty sure she's not into problematic fuckboys.
Okay, fine. Okay. I wish for a world tour, bigger than anything I could have ever dreamed of. And I want it full sold out with people from across the world who just want to come out, have a good time, and laugh. Can you give me that?
Prepare yourself for the tour of a lifetime. Your wish is my command.
Let's go! Thank you so much. You have no idea how badly I've always wanted this.
Hey, man, no problem. Look, go pack. Get ready. It's time to go.
Sorry. All right, I'm going to run to the store real quick. Keys. Dude, where's my...
No, and then.
You're good. You are good.
Don't get canceled!
I thought it was pretty funny.
I mean, it is, and I love how the fact that they really, you know, go back to the Ashton Kutcher of 2000s. I can keep referring to, you know, Where's My Car, and, you know, and then, which is still one of my favorite, like, bits ever. But
well, there was even the dig at the Mandela Effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, that guy is just fucking... I don't know if I've ever seen a comedian just explode And I know he's put in his work, right? He's not one of these just internet comedians. He was on Wild and Out and, you know, has definitely done the club tour and all that stuff. But holy shit, it just seems like a mass explosion.
It does. He seems like, and it's one of those things that happens sometimes. Like you see a comedian just suddenly take off, which is amazing to see. I mean, it's so cool to watch. But
when it's done right.
When it's done right. But it's also one of those things, too, you got to figure, too. I think it's, you know, he's probably been working this for years. I mean, it's one of those things where everyone's like, oh, my gosh, look, they just came out of nowhere. It's like, no, most of them, they've been grinding in, like, a local scene for years.
Well, and I don't think a lot of people realize he was on Wild and Out.
What's Wild and Out?
That Nate Jackson was on it. The MTV, like, I don't, I guess it's kind of improv with Nick Cannon host.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I know what it is. I only know it because someone that was, I saw some news thing pop up the other day about someone that was on it died, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that too.
Because I was like, who the hell is this person when they said she died? I'm like, eh.
Oh, you fell into the fucking clickbait too?
Yeah, where that somebody, like, died, and I'm like, oh, who?
You know,
who
heavy hitter comedian, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you were the 7th best girl out of 5 on Wild and Out?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look, see when he was in Wild and Out. Maybe he wasn't. Oh, wait, there's a see all. Hold on. Is it not listed here? What the hell?
See, he doesn't even want anyone to know he was on it.
2015 to 2017.
Okay.
He was on Wild and Out. So, and I mean, really, when you look at, and I know you'll probably get a lot of people that was like, yo, he's the token white guy, and that's why he's getting pushed so hard. But so that was, I mean, he was off Wild and Out, six years ago now?
Yeah.
But when you look at, like, D-Ray Davis has done okay for himself. I'm just trying to think in the stand-up world. Yeah, there's not a lot. When you go through the list of Corey Holcomb.
That name sounds familiar.
And
that's the weird thing, too, is a lot of people don't realize, too, like, stand-up comedy, too, can be one of those things where you're big for, like, 10 minutes, and then you suddenly fade away.
Yeah.
I mean, look how many, like, comedians, because we follow comedians, that have popped up on AGT, where you're like, wait a minute, those are like, well-known comedians. And
Michael
you're like,
Winslow.
Oh, wait, no, they haven't been anything in, like, 10 years.
Yeah. Cat Williams came from there. Probably the biggest star.
Who's that? Just kidding. I'm so kidding on that one.
Taron Killiam, who's on SNL now. Scarlett Johansson's husband.
I mean, it's one of those things, though. I mean, SNL is not exactly like, I mean, if you're an SNL past, like, 2000, it's pretty much not a good credit.
Kevin Hart was on the show for 21 episodes. Randall Park was on the show. And Randall Park, correct me if I'm wrong, is the detective in Ant-Man, right? The Ant-Man movies?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a comedian?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, I mean, there's been a few relatively big names. You know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you got a lot of big names that were on it for an episode or two. That were, like, the guest. Like, yeah, Nate Jackson was on it for only 5 episodes, 2016 to 2017. So he was there at the same time as Matt Rife.
Yeah. Hm.
But, yeah, he's just blowing up. But obviously he's put in his work and his dues and all that fun shit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's one thing. I think it's one of those things that most of us, I mean, unless you start going through the grind, you don't realize the grind that a lot of these comedians go through just to be even known as a national headliner, but.
Yeah. Did you happen to catch, I think we talked about him last week, right? The Viggo Venn from Britain's Got Talent.
I did go look him up.
He won the whole fucking thing.
Did he?
He did. Yesterday was the finale. He won the whole fucking thing.
I mean, he's funny, but I don't, I mean.
You shut your mouth.
I mean, it was.
He
it
is
was
British
pretty
good. Gold.
My favorite part about it is the fact that every time you watch it, Simon just looks confused. But I think that's all the, like, I think that's the plastic surgery just makes his face not work anymore.
Let me see if I could find his finale real quick, because, again, it's going to be horrible podcast, but it is.
This is for us. Fuck the listeners.
Viggo Van Britain Got Talent final performance. And he definitely goes back to the well, right?
Well, because he's got the gimmick, and he keeps coming back to it, because I noticed that in a second. Like,
and I mean, I can see it getting old eventually. I'm not there yet. We were talking about him yesterday after the shower. We were sitting there, just Tasha's parents and shit were over. And
just to clarify to everyone, he means baby shower.
Yeah, after the, you know, it was a family shower. Fuck it.
I mean, just, I mean, you know, whatever, okay.
And Tasha's like, oh, show my parents. So I pulled it up on the phone, and Tasha's mom looked at it for 2 seconds and went, nope, he's dumb, and I can't stand dumb people. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's dumb. He's fucking hilarious. He's doing nothing. He's dumb. He's not even a good dancer. I'm like, his act isn't dancing.
Amber was pretty much, she's like, what in the hell? And I'm like, this is gold.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I hope there's more to him in a big show. But isn't this the perfect act to play for to be the first person to entertain the new king?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that guy, he's looked in the mirror before. He's got a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah, he's got to. I mean, with those ears.
Here we go.
Darling, it's Amanda.
Hello, Apollo! Wow. Can I tell you a Norwegian joke? Yeah? This is a really good one. You're gonna love it. There were two karer som gikk inn på Njø scene og så... Have you heard it before? It's time for me to show my real talent, don't you think? Yeah! Alicia, you know, I struggle a bit with the language, but tonight I've written a song.
Okay. Right.
Disgusted. Simon is disgusted.
He's totally disgusted.
Thank you.
can we, what do we do now?
Well, we're live, so we just gotta...
What should I do now?
Do you have another one?
The background cracks me up.
Show and I have a little gift.
What's that? That's for me. Can I open it now?
Yeah.
Did you buy it for me?
I picked it myself.
It's the absolute, it's the dumbest fucking thing.
It is, but that's what makes it fun.
And it's just fucking hilarious. I mean, honestly, I know he's Norwegian, but when you think of even Monty Python, how fucking dumb are some of their funniest bits? I mean, just fucking dumb. Stupid, right? Mr. Bean, Rowan Atkinson, fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's what makes it amazing.
So brilliant in their stupidity that, as far as I'm concerned, if you don't have a sense of humor, you won't laugh at it. Like,
no.
I mean, it's just fucking funny. I don't know what to, like, it's funny.
It is.
And I think the best part about this is nobody listening has any fucking clue what just happened.
No, they don't, which makes it amazing. Like I said, this is for us. Fuck them. But it's definitely one of those. And I mean, I've been seeing even more and more like Monty Python, like watching TikTok and some of the stuff that pops up. And then like I've been watching a lot of Whose Line Is It? Which that's the whole idea with Whose Line. Half the stuff is just so fucking dumb.
Yeah. Have you been watching the old British one?
A little bit. I've been watching that and some of the old ones with Drew Carey and then some of the new ones. So I've just kind of been going back and forth watching a bunch of them. So
I went through and watched the whole Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Like the 8 seasons or whatever. And season 5, episode 20, the greatest comedic moment on television ever. Fuck it.
Oh, is that the...
You said this is for us, right?
Oh, yeah, that's the one with... God, the freaking workout guy. Isn't it? Yes. Richard Simmons. That is the best episode ever.
I love this game. Living Scenery. This is for Ryan, Colin, and Wayne. And Richard Simmons, everybody. Richard Simmons.
I can't believe there's people that were shocked when I found out he was gay.
Yeah.
Richard Simmons. Living Scenery.
This is my favorite game. How about you all?
Suddenly, it's my favorite game, too, all of a sudden.
Thanks, Mr. Carey.
Call me Drew. This game... Ryan and Colin are going to act out a scene. During the
Wayne
scene,
looks scared already.
However, since they don't have any real props to work
with
tonight...
I'll be the prop.
Right, Wayne and Richard. Wayne and Richard Simmons are going to stand and become the props.
I'll be all the props for these men.
Hey, Drew.
Man, if I had a nickel for every time I heard that, huh? Ryan and Colin, there's a scene. I can't wait. On a luxury cruise liner, a couple makes the most of a day of sunbathing, water sports, and entertainment. Take it away, Ryan and Colin.
This is the most romantic trip we've ever been on.
Yeah, me too.
Being your wife.
Yes. Yes, honey. Hey, why don't we look at the scenery through the little telescopes ahead?
All right.
Look, there's an island over there.
An island?
Yeah. This one wants more coins. Okay. Honey, come on.
I saw something funny.
Did you?
Yes.
What can we do? Hey, why don't we get out the deck chairs?
All righty.
You get the shiny one.
Okay. It's wet. Gotta dry it off.
Drew's my favorite part of this whole thing.
Oh yeah, because Drew's crying. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's laughing so hard, he's crying.
Jet ski. I'd love to.
Yeah. Greg in the background is killing me.
He smoked a cigarette. Oh, Jesus. I mean, it looks like Drew Carey's gonna have an aneurysm.
It was really rough out there.
Believe me.
How did we end up on this island?
I don't know.
Honey, please climb that tree and get me a coconut.
Hold on.
Okay.
fell down.
Wow, so many.
There's are so many. This hey, is the bet. What?
We have to build a house. Or a raft to get off this island.
We're not using the jet skis?
They're broken now.
Okay.
And you know how you build a good raft?
Oh, good, yeah.
You put pieces of bamboo together.
You're right.
Yeah.
There we go.
The way he looks at Wayne and like, come here, big boy. The best part was back that like Drew carried everybody else on the show is like freaking losing their shit.
This is just the in commentary.
You know what? I have never had a jet ski lesson in my life. But I think I'm taking it up. You know,
I'm just so happy.
That is, yeah.
Season 5, episode 20, people. If you haven't seen it, you fucking have to.
Yeah, it's the best.
The Drew Carey, and I loved Clive Anderson's, and I love the British version.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Mike McShay on there, and who the hell was the girl that was always on the British one?
Oh, I can't remember her name, but I watched that because that's what got me into Whose Line.
Me too.
Was I can remember years ago, like when I was in college, watching it on Comedy Central.
I want to say, maybe I'm wrong. I thought the British one was on like PBS or something.
It might have been, but I think it ended up because like it was one of those ones that they would just show episode after episode on Comedy Central. So I would sit in college and like have it in the background while I was doing whatever on the computer and just die laughing at them.
Yeah, I can't remember who the girl's name is. Oh my God, she was fucking hilarious too. Josie Lawrence.
Okay.
That's who. And I don't know if she ever did anything else, but there's a lot of those people from the British one that had, I remember them in bit roles in American movies. Tony Slattery was in the movie Elf. He's one of the security guards at his dad's office building. Mike McShane was, he's the hypnotist who dies from the heart attack, hypnotizing Peter in Office Space.
Okay.
Yeah. There was quite a few, you know, and I believe if you go through most of them, it seems like they all had an episode or two in Red Dwarf and, you know, things like that.
Yeah. Well, they do a bunch of random stuff in Red Dwarf and some of those other ones. You're like, oh, hey.
But
yeah, because the British one went from 88 to 99.
Yeah. But I the Drew Carey one, because I don't think Drew held back, which to me is when you have that in comedy, like you could tell Drew, although the host was just as big of a fan of comedy, right, of the show, as you or I or anybody else watching it was.
Yeah.
And I like that. I think you had times with Aisha Tyler where she wants to be part of the show, you know, but you don't see her. So,
yeah.
And I don't mind her as a host. She just
she does every once in a while. She'll jump up and like do something, be a part of it. But I mean, not I think Drew Carey more often than she did.
And I think that's why I hate Drew Carey on Price is Right.
And see, I don't think Clive Anderson. I think Clive Anderson was more, you know, on the British version was more like Aisha Tyler. So,
oh, I don't think he wanted to be a part of it, but I think he got annoyed when the jokes came his way.
Yeah.
And who knows? It could just be his uppity British attitude.
That is interesting, though. Ryan Stiles is the second most common person on that show, on their British version.
Yeah. Him and Colin were on a lot of episodes.
Yeah, he was 92 episodes. Colin was 71. Richard Wrench was the he was the musician,
yeah,
so
he was
105. But for the comedians, Ryan Stiles was the most common. Then Colin Mochrie, Greg Proops. Yeah.
Oh, now that was one thing I loved on the British one. Greg and Clive Anderson used to go at it.
Yeah. And that's why I loved it when all of a sudden, because I remember watching Ryan and Colin and Greg quite a bit on the old one. And then all of a sudden when they, you know, I saw the new one and it was them. And then, I mean, it just made it so much better.
Yeah. And I do really like, that's one thing I liked about, at least in the beginning of the Aisha one,
mm-hmm.
was Wayne was a mainstay. Towards the end of Drew Carey and through the first how many ever seasons of the Aisha Tyler one.
Yeah. Because
I think Wayne Brady's funny.
Oh, I think he's great.
Yeah, super talented, fucking hilarious, you know. And I think
it's just because he can do so much. He can do the singing, he can do the improv, he can do like everything. I mean, that's why it was so crazy. Like when he was on The Masked Singer, and all of a sudden, it's like once he ended, and it was him, and you're like, oh well, no shit.
Oh, I didn't know he was on.
Oh, he won it one season.
Oh, we quit watching after the first season.
Oh, Amber still loves it. So he won, I think it was the second or third season. Wayne Brady won it.
If I had to hear one more time going, is that Ben Affleck? Like, get the fuck out of here. You don't have that big of stars on your show.
No. They've gotten some good ones on the later ones. So
I'm not saying there wasn't good stars, but there wasn't any current, like, A-list celebrities.
They get a lot of, like, older who are in there, you know, who pretty much are done and retired, and they a lot of them too, you're just like, other ones they pop up and like, oh, it's so and so, and you're like, who the fuck is that?
Like, I think I probably watched more than a season because I remember like Tommy Chong, but when you go through, I don't give a fuck about the dancers. I want to see who the fuck was like. Okay, Jesse McCartney, who cares? Donnie.
There's a lot of them that
I didn't realize Donnie Wahlberg was on there.
Yeah.
I'll say the names when I get to them as I keep fucking scrolling.
Oh, there's a bunch of random ones that...
Like, Faith Evans. I mean, good singer, but hasn't been relevant since fucking Notorious Big died.
It's a lot of them that weren't like, they were relevant at some time, like a long time ago. And then they like, oh shit. Yeah. I kind of remember this person.
Nick Lachey. Haley Orienta at least is relevant today. Cause
she and I have no idea who that is.
She's the oldest daughter on the Goldbergs.
Okay.
And I love the Goldbergs. Not so much. I mean, I know why they got rid of, Jeff. What the fuck was Oh, what the hell? On that show. But Shaggy.
Oh, I got rid of him.
Shaggy, not relevant. To me, Joel McHale's never been relevant.
He's funny in Animal Control, but...
Joel McHale, to me, is like Charles Nelson Reilly in the 70s. On every fucking game show, and that's how you know him. You know... Wayne Brady, Joey Fatone, JoJo. I don't know who the fuck that is. Oh, I didn't know Jewel was on.
Yeah.
But not relevant today.
No, it was a lot of people like the JoJo CY, I think is the one you think is JoJo. She's freaking, she's big if you're like a teenager.
Oh.
And I only know that because, yeah.
Well, that's
like,
not JoJo CY. I know her. This is just JoJo.
Oh. Okay. There was JoJo CY was on it too. I just,
Kirstie Alley, In Vogue, Anna Gasteyer, T-Pain, Leanne Rimes, Brett Michaels. Oh, Barry Zito, huh? He was a pitcher in 2002.
Yeah.
Donny Osmond, Gladys Knight. She ended up winning, right?
No. No, I don't think she did.
I think that was like season two. A fucking Seal. Chloe Kim, who at least is relevant, not in the music world at all, but she's a gold medalist snowboarder.
Yeah.
Nick Carter, Hanson, Wilson Phillips.
Which that was one that was like obvious.
Rumor Willis. But they go through and they're like, oh, I bet you it's Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, shut the fuck up.
No.
And
there's some that are just obvious. Like, they had freaking Dee Snider. And the second he fucking started singing, I'm like, that's Dee Snider. And yeah. I was like, are you sure? And I'm like, there's no fucking hiding Dee Snider's voice.
Teller?
Yeah, like most people
Teller
that one,
was
yeah.
on
Wayne
there?
Brady won, Wayne Brady won season two.
Okay.
Leanne Rimes won season four. Season three was Candy Burris, who I'm not even sure who that is. Nick Lachey won season five. Season six was Jewel, which she was horrible. Season seven was Tiana Taylor, who shouldn't even have made it past
Don't
the first round.
Don't you ever say that again.
What?
That Jewel was horrible.
Oh, I've never liked Jewel. But yeah, season seven was Tiana Taylor, who should have never made it past the first round. She like had an attitude to the whole show where you're just like, fuck off. But yeah. And then Amber Riley won season eight, and then season nine just ended, and I don't remember who won that.
Oh, it looks like they had the Brady Bunch boys on there, huh?
Yep.
All the same season. Oh, they were all the mummies?
They were one group.
Oh.
They can't. And there was a bunch of them that they did weird shit like that. I mean, it's one of those things. Amber still likes watching it. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bishop Briggs won this year.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
And David Archuleta was second. She's actually, she's a really good singer, actually. She's, what's funny, her real name is Sarah Grace McLaughlin.
Oh, but she doesn't
so
want to
she
be
had to change
to
her name when
she dead dogs.
Started singing because it's like, my name's Sarah McLaughlin. I can't do that. She's a British singer. She's actually really good. I actually enjoyed her as a singer. I thought she was really good, but.
Okay. Yeah.
But I don't like, because Amber likes watching it, but it's one of those things for me. It's like, I don't know, like 90% of the people because I don't follow fucking pop culture. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. I mean, I follow pop culture, but again, so many of them are fucking SoundCloud stars, like Whoopty fucking do.
Yeah.
Or they're stars from the fucking 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah. Don't get me wrong, I love seeing Tommy Chong on there. Right? But did we need to see Terry Bradshaw?
No.
You know.
Well, it was like this year, I can't remember who the freaking like basketball, I think it was a football star, was someone I've never even heard of.
Oh.
It was like someone who plays for the Chargers. He's one of the wide receivers, I think. But I'm like, I have no idea who that fucking is.
Keenan Allen?
No, it wasn't him. It wasn't. It was like the secondary guy.
Mike Williams?
Might have been. I don't freaking remember. It was like somebody that, yeah.
That's why you don't win, because you don't know enough players to draft well.
No, not true. I never pay attention either, really. I mean, come on. Last year, I drafted while I was riding my bike down the fucking trail. So.
That is your fault.
It is. It was because bad timing. I just didn't pay attention.
So let's tie in football and things you hate. Did you see they're making a Madden movie?
Like about Madden?
Yeah.
I don't understand why I would hate that. That sounds good.
Well, now let's get you mad. Did you see who's playing John Madden?
Well, obviously not. Oh, it was Keenan Allen. Actually, was the player. So
Will Ferrell.
He's playing Madden?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And a moment of silence. I like Will Ferrell. We know you don't. I like Will Ferrell. I don't see Will Ferrell being
I don't
good
see him
Madden.
As Madden, no.
However, I thought you would have a different take because Will Ferrell annoys the shit out of you and John Madden annoyed the shit out of everybody.
But that was Madden's thing.
That's Will Ferrell's thing to you.
But I just... I don't know. I mean, I'll have to see it. I mean, maybe it'll be amazing, and I'm just not expecting it. I mean, it's just, I mean, Madden is kind of basically his characters for most of the movies, though. I mean, if you really think about it, think about the way Madden acts and the way he is. I mean, that's really Will Ferrell's character on every damn movie.
Yeah.
So it might actually work.
Now they're going to give him a pin. And let him circle shit.
It might work.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, being John Madden might be Will Ferrell's biggest challenge right here.
I mean, but like I said, I mean, if you really think about his mannerisms and everything else and think about Madden's, I honestly think it might work. I mean, for the fact that I don't like Will Ferrell, but I think this might actually be one of those things where it's like, you know. It fits.
Like I said, I thought we would have different opinions on this.
Well, at first, when you first said it, I'm like, because you said Will Ferrell, and I'm like, fuck that. But then now that I think about it more and more, I'm like, I mean, it fits. It really does, honestly.
Yeah, and I don't know. And maybe because he does the fucking impression just beautifully. I always think of Frank Caliendo, who is also a little more rotund and somebody like, you know, and who knows, Will may have a good Madden. I don't know. Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey on Saturday Night Live way back when was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's he's got a sports background.
He does. And it's one of those things, I mean, in all honesty, that I'm not saying I hate everything Will Ferrell's done. He's done stuff on Saturday Night Live. He had some roles that he did well. I'm just not a big fan of his movie roles because a lot of times they end up being the same role, just in a different place.
Oh, I disagree with you.
I know you do. I mean, but it's just I'm not a huge fan. I mean, it's not my style.
I know.
Like I said, I think Elf is one of the stupidest Christmas movies. The only one worse than that is Jingle All the Way.
I can't even believe you put those two movies in the same breath.
I just put them in the same breath because that way I can piss off you and our, like, one listener.
two listeners who, by the way, is getting married next weekend. So, congratulations, Nick.
Yes, congratulates Nick. So,
but, yeah, you can't put those two movies in the same fucking breath.
Yeah, I know. But
now I guess we get to talk about Christmas. You brought it up. All right.
I did bring up Christmas now. Yeah.
Christmas in June. Here we go.
Here we go. It won't be the first time. I'm pretty sure it won't be the first time. So.
Did Amber make those blankets?
I don't know.
Oh. We were.
I don't know.
Samantha was showing me all the stuff she got yesterday, and she's like, "Oh, and Amber got me these blankets, and you know, or she said made me these blankets," and both me and Tosh were like, "Well." She's a grandma now, so, you know, this might be her new thing.
I mean, I don't think so, but she could have.
I know that
she did. It was when I wasn't around. So,
I know that
there are
the super easy ones to make. You buy the felt or whatever it is, and you just cut and tie knots so it looks frayed.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're cool regardless.
She might have. I don't know.
And I heard that whatever game they played yesterday during the baby shower, that they did a Price is Right type game. And I don't know what they were trying to get the price for, but she was 10 cents over. And she was technically the closest one, but she went over. And Tosh did the same thing, was like, yeah, Amber knows the prices of this shit now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to figure too. We just went through the whole baby thing, you know, in the shower 6 months ago. So
yeah.
Because we got actually a little longer than that because what Remy was born in November. So.
Yeah, I'm really. Did you go see Spider-Man this weekend?
I did not.
Oh.
I did not. But I did. We relaxed kind of. I stayed home. We relaxed, stayed home. We watched a couple things, you know, on TV. We watched The Whale.
Good.
It is. I mean, I can see why he got the Oscar. I mean, it's not. It's interesting.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's definitely. I mean, it pulls at the heartstrings. I mean, it was a beautiful, beautifully played role. It's not something the kids would like. They'd be bored within like 2 seconds. Because I mean, it is very. There are a couple spots where it's like, okay, can you get moving?
Yeah.
But I mean, it was good. And then what was the other one we watched? Oh, the Mr. Otto or whatever it was, the one with Tom Hanks.
I want to see that. That one was actually really good too.
That was another one that pulled at your heartstrings. It was really good. He plays a really good asshole old man. So
I was going to say that looks like less violent Gran Torino.
Yes, yes, yes. I could see you being that guy when you get older.
The less violent or Gran Torino?
No, the Otto. I could see you being Otto.
Yeah.
Definitely. Especially if Tosh died, you'd become Otto.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I do have that one saved to watch. Really, the only thing I watched over the weekend new was there's a new docuseries on Netflix, Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of all behind the scenes from, I think it started at the Khabib fight, but you know there was a lot of the persona, and then the Conor behind you know the scenes, which was kind of a cool take.
Yeah.
So, but that was all I watched. I was gonna go watch Spider-Man yesterday. I was gonna take Toby. We had he had an ice cream party that his team won for the fundraiser or whatever.
Yeah.
And shit, we finished with that 10 minutes before the baby shower started. And so I was like, well, I don't want to go home. Like,
yeah,
it's a baby shower going on. But the girls wouldn't let me because I said something about, oh, I'm going to take Toby to go see Spider-Man. And they're like, the hell you are. We want to see it, too. I'm like, well, you're going to the baby shower.
Yeah.
It's not my
fault. Baby shower or the show. I mean, it's up to you guys.
Boys have penises and girls have vaginas. Not my fault.
We did actually watch that this weekend, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Because we got it was just random, one of those random movies that we picked.
Nice. Oh, that's fucking gorgeous.
Yeah.
No.
So, and that movie still that line still cracks me up every time that little kid says it. So.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah, all no, right, I'd say, well, yeah, actually. When Zoe had hers, we went, me and Austin, her husband, went fishing for the day.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I would have had something more planned. I didn't know how long this party was and, you know, things like that. But I didn't want him to miss his baseball thing either, so.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't want to go hang out with Steven?
They invited me. They went golfing.
Well, see, that would have been fun. But Toby having his thing, I could see that. So.
All right, sir. Comedy Wednesday.
Yes, Wednesday. I should have paid attention, had that all ready to go. But as usual, I don't.
Ashley Russian.
Yep, Ashley Russian, Frederick White, and Lisa Rimmert will be that show at Cole Street, which will be $10 show, be a blast. And then on Thursday is Justin Hayes, Andy Bargo, and Phil Klinger out at the Firehouse.
There you go.
So, two shows in the same week.
Back to back this month.
Yeah, and then next month there will be no Cole Street, but there should be an ordering, I believe. I have to talk to him to make sure, but there should be an ordering show.
All right. All right, guys. Well, hopefully you either use your imagination to envision what we were watching earlier, or you go check it out yourself. Viggo Van Britain's Got Talent, Matt Rife's new world tour commercial, and fucking Richard Simmons on Who's Line. Some of the most beautiful shit.
Definitely should go see him.
All right, guys. Well, with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.